The way we put this together, I put it together, is I sent out a survey to the judges and each of their law clerks and asked them to answer questions and not discuss the answers amongst themselves. And they have honored that. And so the results of that are basically in your materials, which includes how each law clerk and each judge answered a question, as well as some comments, and we're going to go through that today. And the reason that I did that was I wanted to see if the law clerks and the judges were on the same page. And not surprising to me, but for the most part, they are on the same page. But today we're going to put that to a test because I've got some surprise questions that neither one of them have seen. And we're going to ask them and see. We'll all decide, find out if they're on the same page. So that was one reason we did that. The second reason we did it is we wanted to give you all, practitioners, some idea of what Chambers is like, how Chambers operates, what the relationship between a judge and a law clerk is, and to help you maybe understand and learn some things that you wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to find out. So are you ready, law clerks? Are you nervous?
Bring it on.
A little bit.
You should be. You should be. Okay, so let's go to the first question, Terrence. So so the first question is, how much input does the law clerk have in deciding how the judge might rule in a case? Okay, and what you'll see is that pretty much all the judges and the law clerks said they had quite a bunch. One judge said a little. Judge Mullen, there in the Northern District, how much influence does your law clerk have on how you might decide a case?
As I said, the brains in our chambers is sitting right over there.